Let's open together the Bible to Matthew chapter 11 and verse 29 and 30. In fact, it is 28, 29 and 30. It is on the page 1160 on my Bible, and I think it is on your Bible too. On the page 1160, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, 29, and 30. The Gospel reads, it says, "Come to me, all ye who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Amen. I was thinking to read in another scripture too, but I might go later on. You know how it is. Sometimes I like to speak so much from one scripture that there is not enough time to speak about that scripture. That's why we need to come again and again and hear the gospel one more time in our life. Jesus is calling you, will not come. That's the hymn we sang. Jesus is calling. And here, Lord Jesus Christ was speaking to the crowd. Lord Jesus Christ was speaking to his own people in Israel. And he told them, "Come to me, all ye who labor and are burdened." First of all, when I was looking at this scripture, when it came in my heart, there are three big things here, and I was thinking to share with you. There are three things, and one of the things it is come. It is the calling that Lord Jesus Christ is making, "Come to me." And then he says, "Take my yoke." There are three actions that we need to do. And then he says here, "Learn from me." It is so important for us as a Christian, or even as a human being. If you are not a Christian, I dare you to become a Christian. Can I say that? I would like you to become a Christian. And why? Because Lord Jesus Christ won that. He came from heaven to die for you and for me. He came from heaven to seek and find the lost. You are lost in your sin. We were lost in our sin. And Lord Jesus Christ came from heavenly places, from that holy... It is amazing. Always he amazed me. When I'm thinking about, just think about that. He was all the time with the Father. And spending his time with the Father. Never got apart one from another. They were together before the earth foundation. They were together before everything was in place. He was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three together. They never split. But God the Father asked a question and said, "Who is going for us to save the nation?" And Lord Jesus Christ said, "Lo, I'm going down there. In the book, it is written about me. I'm coming to fulfill your will, Father." I don't want to start another preaching. How was it for the Father looking to his Son, knowing that he is going to die for people? I have four kids at home. May God bless them. One is here with us. I wouldn't dare, I wouldn't allow anyone to harm them, to beat them, or to do something wrongly to them. I would say, if you want to go against my son or my daughter, go against me. Come against me first. Take me first. Don't go against my son. I would like to protect my children. But God, he looks so much down on this earth, who was so much away from God. As he says in Isaiah 53, we were like a sheep astray, going away from God. Everyone mind about his own life, mind about his own way. We were enemy against God. And even though we were so much against God, even though we swear so much against God, even though we've done so much evil against God, God loved us so much that he gave his own begotten son, that whosoever believe on him, he will be saved. And Lord Jesus Christ told to the Father, I like to imagine that they gave a hug each other. Father, I'm going. See you after 33 years. And he went in the womb of Mary Magdalene, Mary. And he became a child like you and like me. He wasn't born in a palace. He wasn't born in a mansion. He wasn't born in any hospital to be looked after, that the nurses will care of him. He was born in a stable, in the very low place where the animals were. And we know that because every Christmas we sing about him. So low, so down, that everyone can go and reach him. My question is, did you meet him? Did you meet him? He is waiting. As he says on him, willing now to say, just say yes. While he was walking on this earth, doing the Father's will, he told to the people, come to me. My question is, did you come to him? Did you come to him? If you didn't, it's a time now. Because in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it says, there is a time for everything. And one and a half year ago, I was preaching to a funeral from this scripture. It was a very nice dear brother just across the street in London where I live. And he died. But before he died, on the hospital bed, he gave his life to Lord Jesus Christ. Because I told him, David, there is a time for everything. Now it's a time to give your life to Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, Daniel, I would like to give my life. And I said, shall we pray? Do you want to pray? He said, I don't know how to pray, man. I said, okay, no problem. You can repeat the prayer I'm praying. But please, don't say any word if you don't mean what I say. Don't repeat after me if you don't mean. If you don't think, oh, this is not right. If you think that's not right, I don't want to say that. Don't say anything. But praise the Lord, he said everything. And he got saved. After he got saved, his face was shining. He was nearly to die that day. But the doctor came back with his wife from the office and everything was coming back. And said, we don't know what's going on with David. Everything is coming well. They were announcing all the family. He is going to die tonight. You might want to take him home. But he got well. Praise the Lord. Because he gave his life to Lord Jesus Christ. And I told David, are you ready to meet your maker? Are you ready to meet Lord Jesus Christ? And he said, yes, Daniel. We are rocking on. We are going to meet Lord Jesus Christ. Fulfill my heart. I felt so nice, so well. Praise the Lord. Another soul was saved. I'm asking you tonight, if God come tonight, are you ready to go? Are you ready to meet your maker? Lord Jesus Christ says here, come to me. Maybe you went to some church. I don't know what church you've been. Maybe you went to some people. Maybe you went to some clubs. Maybe you went in the wrong place. Lord Jesus Christ is calling you to him, not to Daniel Olteanu, not to anyone else. He's calling you to him. Come to me. Lord Jesus Christ is calling you. Come to me. Will you hear that? Will you come to him? He is ready, willing to save your soul. And he says here, all ye, not some of you, not just some particular people, all of you. He's calling everyone. Bible, it is something that it is including everyone. Whosoever will. You are in that place. If you didn't give your life to Lord Jesus Christ, come now. All ye who labor. Are you laboring? Are you struggling in your life? You might have some problem. I'm meeting many times in London with people who are struggling. I don't know you, all of you. Some of you I know, yes. I don't want to lie. But I don't know all of you. You might struggle with, I don't know, some addiction. I don't want to name them. You name them in your mind, in your heart. If you have any addiction, if you have any sin that you are struggling, if you are laboring. It says in John chapter 10 that the devil, the evil one, he is coming just to destroy and to kill. He don't want to see you well and healthy and you know, well-being. No, he don't want that. He wants you to become a miserable person. Lord Jesus Christ wants to give you life. Come to me, all ye who labor. All ye who labor. If you have a burden in your heart, if you have a problem on your shoulder, he is ready to hear you and our burden. You know, I gave my life when I was to Lord Jesus Christ when I was 11 years and 6 months. But when I bowed down and I promised to Lord Jesus Christ that I'm going to serve him and I want to give my life to Lord Jesus Christ, I had like a big burden on my back. I don't know how many of you read John Bunyan, Pilgrim Progress. It was like that man, he described, it was a big, huge burden on my back. All the sins I've done, all the, you named them. I was stealing, I was lying, I was doing many, many, many mistakes in my life. Even though I was just 11 years. Yeah, even children are sinning, yeah. Just ask a child, what do you have there? Nothing. But he's hiding behind, nothing. Can you show me your hand? What did you steal? I steal nothing. But he's still hiding behind there. Sometimes he's dropping and show the empty hand. But what he has done? He lied. And who is the father of liars? It's the devil. He's teaching us to lie from the early days. How many times we lie? If we lie, we are liars. If we steal just a razor from the school, we are stealer. Oh, it is so much to go down here. Are you burdened? Do you have any burden on your back? On your soul? Lord Jesus Christ is calling you. Lord Jesus Christ is calling you. Come to me, all ye who labor and are burdened. And I will give you rest. Why should we go to Lord Jesus Christ? Daniel, why are you claiming so much to go to Jesus? Who is this Jesus Christ that you are speaking about? He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Son of God. He is the one who died for you and for me. You know, today many people are celebrating the Easter Sunday. What is going on in the Easter Sunday? He rose again. He died for you, for your sins. He died for me, for my sins. And he rose again. And the empty tomb they found over there with a big stone rolled away. I was in Israel in 2016 with my family. And I can tell you, if you go to Mohammed or well, I don't want to give names. Whosoever you name, they are in their graves. They are in the grave. But when I went in Lord Jesus Christ's grave, where they put my Lord, and when I went there, I felt the presence of Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit on me, and I couldn't stop crying. I couldn't stop tears coming out from my eyes. I didn't want, because I am a man. Men cry also, isn't it? Don't we? We cry many times. But I felt, it wasn't a, I didn't cry for something sad. They were tears of joy. I said, He's not here. The empty tomb is here. He's risen. Why are you looking in the empty tomb when He is in heaven? He is up there looking for you and for me to come to Him. Are you coming to Him? Would you like to have rest in your life? How many times did you wake up in the morning and you said, wow, another day, another struggle, another pain, another sorrow? Lord Jesus Christ came to take all that pain away, all that sorrow away. He wants to take all your burdens away, and you will find rest. Something wrong there. I thought it's with me. Shall I shout much? I shall speak much slower, yes? But I can't stop shouting. When it is about Lord Jesus Christ, when I know if you are going to die and you are not saved, you are going to go in hell, which no one wants to go there. You don't want to go in hell because that's forever. There is no way to come back. And you had the opportunity to hear the gospel, to hear the good news. You had the opportunity to come in the arms of Lord Jesus Christ. And He called you, come, all ye who labor and our burden, and I will give you rest. We just had a Bible study today and this afternoon. And one of the things that we learned, it is that He is able to keep His promise. What He promised, He give you rest. He is going to give you rest. I spoke with someone and he was struggling in his life with many things. He has done many, many wrong things in his life. And he said, Daniel, I can tell you something. I was so much addicted to many things in my life. I had so many problems in my life. But once I gave my life to Lord Jesus Christ, next morning when I woke up, I said, well, is this life? Is this life? The joy that I had in the evening when I gave my life to Lord Jesus Christ, it was lasting even the second day, the third day, the fourth day. Even now I have the same joy in my heart. Amen. Hallelujah. There it is, a joy that is waiting for you. Do you want to have that joy? Come to Lord Jesus Christ and He will take all the burdens away from you. I'm just in the first verse. Take my yoke upon you. I'm wondering how many knows how the yoke look like. Well, I was thinking to bring one. I was raised in a countryside in Romania, and I saw quite a few yoke on some animals, and the yoke looks like this. This is a yoke. You can see, yes? This is yoke. And one animal is here, one animal is here. I wanted to print also the animals, but the ink was finished. But you can imagine how the yoke looked like. And Lord Jesus Christ said, take my yoke upon you. Why He said, take my yoke? He wants to come under this yoke. One place it will be filled with Him, and another place will be filled with you. This yoke, it is put on the neck of the animals, and they are pulling to the plow or to the carriage, any to carry something heavy. That's the yoke, Lord Jesus Christ. And He said, come and take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Because my yoke, it is light And my burden is light, and my yoke is easy. Why it is easy, his yoke? Because he's taking all the stress, he's taking all the power. You are just yoking with him. You are just going step by step with Lord Jesus Christ. Would you like to go with him under the same yoke? And I was thinking when I was preparing my preaching, looking in the Bible, how many times maybe you was on this side and another thing it was in this side. Whatever burden you had, whatever addiction you had, whatever bad friendship you had, whatever bad, I don't know, attitude you had. Put here all the addictions. Put here the devil. Just think about, if we are not of the Father, we are of the devil. We are either with God or Satan. And we don't want to be with Satan, yoking with him, because we will be here anyway, and here will be either Lord Jesus Christ or the devil. And you don't want to pull on your life with devil at your right. David said, I had my God at my right all the time. I had God on my right, not the devil on my right, not the addiction on my life, not my burdens on my right, not everything that it is bad in this life. Yeah, you might go through a muddy place. You might go through ups and downs in life, but you will be with Lord Jesus Christ. He will take all the stress of the weight that is coming in your life. He will help you alongside. He said, I'm not going to forsake you, forget you. I'm not going to forget you or forsake you. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. He is going to be with you. Lord Jesus Christ, God said, if you will be in the fire, I will be with you. If you will be in the deep waters, I will be with you. I was in the deep waters, yes, many times. I felt his presence. I felt his presence every single time in my life. I had that peace that overpasses all the understanding. It is much higher than you can imagine, you can understand. It says here, take my yoke upon you. So one, it is come to Lord Jesus Christ. One action that we have to do. Second, it is take. It is our action. God gave us a freedom and a free will. No one will force you to come to Lord Jesus Christ. I am begging you, come to Lord Jesus. I am not forcing you. If you want to come to Lord Jesus Christ, you can come to Lord Jesus Christ. And then take the yoke upon you. Put that yoke, because he will be at your side. He will be with you. And then it says, and learn from me. Oh, here it is so much. Many people know very much about God. Yeah, I know he is holy. I know he sent his son. I heard he died for us. We can know so much about him, but we can learn about him. But did you learn from him? It is a great difference. It's a big, huge difference between knowing about someone and learning about someone, or learning from someone. When we are learning from Lord Jesus Christ, he is working with us and showing. As I was in a workshop one time when I was young once. I was young once, I can say I was. Yes, I'm still young, yeah. But when I was young, I had a file, and you know, when I was trying to file, it was like, ooh, like waves. And my master said, no, Daniel, let me show you. And I gave the file to him. And he said, no, hold the file in your hands. And I said, well, what he want to say? He want to show me how to file the plate. And he said, put your file on. And I put the file on. And he put his hands on my hands. And he started to push. And when I tried to push too hard, too speed, he was slowing me down. When I wanted to go too hard, to press too much on that plate, he lifted my hands a little. He said, not so hard, just like this. And I learned how to file slowly. Why? Because the hunt's master was one where on my hands. Will you let the master hunt to be in your life to teach you and train you how to file this life? How to go through the deep water. How to go through the fire. He is willing, waiting for you to come. Learn from me. Maybe you will have a problem and you want to respond in anger and not Jesus Christ, because he is yoking with you, because he is at your side in the same yoke. He will tell you, not so fast, Daniel. Not so fast. Not so loud. Time your voice. Calm down. Don't raise your voice like that. Oh, sorry, Jesus. I was thinking to acting, you know. No. And he's teaching you. He's learn from him. Just think about him when Pilate put him to be beaten. How harsh, how hard was. You know the whip that they had, the Romans. They put his clothes off, let him topless, and tied him to a pole, and they were just swinging that whip on his back. But I tell you how the whip it was. It was like with five ends, and every way it was like a hook, a small hook. When they whip at the back, the hooks went into the meat, into the flesh, and when they pull, they torn the flesh down. That was Lord Jesus Christ suffering for you and for me. And the blood was coming out. The holy blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Because he says in Old Testament, in Numbers, he says, without bloodshed, there is no remission of sins. So Lord Jesus Christ had to shed his blood for you and for me. When he was charge, he didn't answer to the charge. He says he answered not. He didn't answer in anger. He just told him, do you think that I won't have enough power to and strength? He told to Peter, put your sword in. I can call so many angels, legions of angels. There is no my time now. It is their time. Lord Jesus Christ, suffer for you and for me. And he wants to teach us how to suffer. He says here, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. What does it mean, I am meek and lowly in heart? I am gentle and humble. I am gentle and humble. How many times do we act in gentleness? Wait. How many times are we... speaking in a gentle voice? How many times do we follow what Lord Jesus Christ told us? My dear friend, he says here, and ye shall find rest for your soul. If you don't have rest, as I said, for your soul, come to Lord Jesus Christ. He is willing, yes, and waiting to help you. For my yoke is easy, and my burden it is light. The last thing I wanted to speak, it was, just look at him, how he was crucified. How he was crucified on that Calvary cross. I remember, I think 3 years ago, I preached also on Easter Sunday, and I spoke about the seven words that Lord Jesus Christ spoke on the cross. And one of the words, it was, I was going to say in Greek, tetelestai. This means it is done. It is paid in full. It is paid in full. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to pay for your sins. You don't need to act like for, as we spoke today at the Bible study, we don't need to work our salvation. He done everything on that Calvary cross. Are you willing to come? He's waiting for you. May God help us for his name's sake. May God bless you. May God
open your heart, if you didn't give your life to Lord Jesus Christ, I'm begging you, we don't know the day of tomorrow. We are living in such of time. I don't want to scare anyone. Just look how many things are up there, out there, yeah? War and rumors of war and so many earthquake and so many things that are coming from Revelation. I don't want to scare anyone. I don't know if we'll live till tomorrow. We might live till tomorrow. We don't know if we'll live till next year. But are we willing to come to Lord Jesus Christ? And are we ready to meet our Maker? May God help you to take the right decision now and here and say, Lord Jesus Christ, I didn't know I need to give you my life, but I want to give you my life. I want you to be my Savior. Come in my heart and make me the person that you want me to be. And help me to trust and believe on you and to come to you and to take your yoke upon my shoulder and to learn from you. That's a process. Learning from Lord Jesus Christ. It is not just instantly. That's a process. Learning from Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless us. Amen.
Amen.